From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Perry Finelli. A proposed oil pipeline in northern Minnesota has taken a major step in the regulatory process. The State Department of Commerce has released the final environmental study of so-called Line 3. Enbridge Energy wants to build Line 3 along a new route that would carry nearly twice as much oil as its current 50-year-old line. Nancy Knorr is with the group Jobs for Minnesotans. She says the project is needed to enhance public safety and protect the environment.
This report does suggest that Enbridge's preferred route for the Line 3 replacement minimizes environmental risks while maintaining a vital link to our safe energy transportation system.
Many tribal and environmental groups oppose the line. State regulators expect to make a final decision on the project next April. A Minnesota man who once pretended to be a Scottish lord has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for stealing more than $2 million from victims who thought they were investing in a startup satellite TV network. Prosecutors say 65-year-old Colin Chisholm used his false persona to bilk at least 38 investors to support a lavish lifestyle instead. In 2015, Chisholm was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison in a welfare fraud case. He and his wife lived in a Lake Minnetonka mansion while illegally collecting welfare benefits. Federal authorities are rolling out a pilot program to make border crossing easier for travelers to Minnesota's northwest angle. Reaching the far northern tip of Minnesota by land requires a trip through Canada, with a stop at an unstaffed U.S. Customs phone booth to report in. Anytime travelers go back to Canada, they're required to check in with Customs again. That can require a round trip of up to 16 miles. Now anglers and other visitors can use tablet computers at participating resorts to answer questions and check in via video conference. In the Twin Cities, skies are cloudy. It's 72 degrees. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. It's 6:06.